Alcatraz and Al Capone by Carl, Rowan, Josh, and Jacob.
In 1929, the federal prison Alcatraz was opened for the purpose of containing high-threat criminals. The stories of the prisoners have lived longer than the prisoners themselves. One of the most infamous and dangerous inmates was Alphonse Gabriel Capone, also known as Al Capone. He was born on January 17, 1899 in Brooklyn, New York. Capone was a good student, but had trouble following rules in his strict Catholic school. He stopped going to school when he was 14 for hitting a female teacher. Capone soon started to get into small gangs and worked as a bartender. One night, he insulted a woman, and the brother slashed Capone in the face with a knife, giving him the nickname Scarface. As he gained recognition by bigger gangs, Johnny, leader of the Five Point Gang, took him under his wing.
Psst. Hey, kid. Come over here.
Hmm? Me?
No, I mean the grandma over there. Yes, you idiot. Come on, kid. I've heard some good things about you.
Okay.
Listen, kiddo. You ever wanted to be part of a big gang? I mean, a really big gang?
Yes.
Well, your boy Johnny has got a bit of an offer for you. I'm guessing you heard of the Five Point Gang?
Yes.
Well, kid, this is your chance to get in on the action. Big bucks, ladies, and some crime to spice things up. How's that sound?
Well, it's sure better than hitting teachers and delivering mail for the smaller gangs. Count me in.
Welcome to the Five Point Gang, kiddo.
As the years progressed, Al Capone would rise in the ranks, and his name became more and more recognized among the streets of New York. In 1925, an unsuccessful assassination attempt was made on Johnny. However, his deputy, James Calismo, is violently killed.
Al Capone, James Calismo is dead, and my life is at risk.
Where are you going with this, Johnny?
I need to flee the country. I'm leaving you in control. Are you up for the task?
Yes, sir.
Immediately after, Johnny escapes the country under threat of assassination, leaving Al Capone as leader. This lasts for 6 years. During that time, Al Capone funds William Thompson's campaign for mayor of Chicago. This easily wins William the title of mayor. The campaign ignores Capone's contribution. In 1931, he is arrested for tax evasion.
Open up!
Who is it?
This is the Arizona police. We have proof that you've been evading taxes.
This isn't the place for the police. I hope you know that.
Immediately after being arrested, Capone gets sent to Arizona State Prison. 2 years after being in prison, the police learn that Capone had ties with the Five Point Gang and transported him to Alcatraz.
Enjoying your new cell? That's what gangsters like you deserve.
Once I'm free, you'll feel lots of pain and misery.
Stop dreaming, Capone. You're in one of the most secure prisons in the world.
Over the years, Al Capone got a variety of diseases and mental issues. Despite the mostly quiet and calm life of Alcatraz, his mental stability slowly decreased. Spending 8 years listening to radio inside a metal cell did not do him well. Near the end of his sentence, the guards visited him more and more.
Hey, Capone, how's it going? We're moving you to a new place soon. You'll be there for half a year and then you'll be free, all right?
Yes, what other choice do I have?
Capone was moved to a correction center for his contempt of court in earlier years. He was finally free in 1939 and lived the rest of his years quietly. He died on April 19th, 1945 in his house in Palm Beach.